the race in the Republican primary for Attorney General, and joining me once again to discuss his campaign is Ken Paxton, seeking the nomination for Republican Attorney General. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
I am doing well. Looking forward to Tuesday.
Well, I'm glad to have you on earlier today, and not sure if you heard or not, but we had one GOP strategist, Matt Mikowiak, say that with your campaign gaining momentum, he thinks that you could finish in first place in this race. Not saying that you would win it outright. Looks like it may go into a runoff. But what are your thoughts going into Election Day?
I'll tell you what, we feel very positive about our campaign. We've been very fortunate. We have almost every conservative group and leader in the state endorsing us. And that's we picked those up all the way through, you know, last week. And we also, every debate that we had around the state that I was invited to and had the opportunity to show up at, where they did a straw poll, we won those, and including Tarrant County at 65% and Denton County at 65%. Those were the most recent ones. And so we feel like our grassroots campaign is going to make the difference in this race.
What are some of the issues that, when it comes to you and your opponents, what's the real divide? Because oftentimes, obviously in Republican primaries, you guys are going to agree on many of the issues. What are the issue or issues where people can see a difference between you and the other candidates?
Well, I think it's two. One of my opponents, and I said this on the show last time, doesn't have a lot of legal experience. He has a total of 15 months of legal experience, and this is a legal job. You're dealing with, you know, hundreds of different cases and issues on all kinds of legal issues. So that's one distinguishing factor. The other is record. My record over the last 11 years in both the House and the Senate has been one of the most conservative records that exists, both in the House and the Senate. One of my opponents has no record, because there's nothing to judge him on as it relates to issues. And second, my other opponent, who has a record, has a fairly moderate to liberal voting record that's very different from mine on social issues like abortion to taxation. So I actually think if people take the time to look at the record, I think they can see a difference. You know, Obama was elected 6 years ago based on his personality and what he said. But his record indicated, if people would have looked at his record, they would have found he was the most liberal center in the U.S. Senate. He just didn't talk like that. And that happens in a Republican primary. Everybody runs as a conservative, and everybody runs as against Obama, but their record don't always indicate that that's what's going on.
Visiting with Ken Paxton, Republican candidate for Attorney General. You can visit his website, kenpaxton.com. Let me ask you about one of the issues you brought up with one of your opponents, Dan Branch. He has an ad out saying that you're lying, basically, about his record. He says that he's been 100% pro-life his entire career. Is he lying in that ad?
Well, I'm just going to say, in 2005, I was on the floor. I was shocked. He offered an amendment on the floor to a Will Hartnett bill, which would have expanded third trimester abortion. So, I mean, anybody can go look at the amendment and make their own determination as to whether that was a pro-life amendment. And if you can look at the vote to know that it was not a pro-life amendment, because only 9 Republicans voted with him. He got the majority of the Democrats to vote with him, but the majority of the Republicans voted against it because we viewed it as expanding third trimester abortions. And as a result, his amendment was defeated by a majority of Republicans. Actually, we had 12 Democrats vote with us who are pro-life. So the non-pro-life Democrat and the non-pro-life Republicans voted with him. And you can look at that one vote, and you can tell where Dan Branch is on the life issue.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to that issue, why does that factor into the AG's race?
Well, I think, you know, the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. And so all I'm saying is, you know, all of these issues, whether it's voter ID or redistricting or marriage, you know, we're going to be defending our marriage laws. We're going to be defending HB2, which is our pro-life law. I mean, I want to know what framework someone's coming into office with. And if they say they are a conservative, but they're really not, well, one is you have to question whether they're telling you the truth, which I do. And second, are they going to operate in the right framework when we're dealing with these issues? As an example, in California and Virginia, both of their attorney generals decided not to defend what their voters wanted, which was their constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman. Well, if you don't have the right attorney general who's willing to go and make that fight and make that case, Those two states lost on that issue. So that's why it's so critical to elect somebody that will fight on those issues and actually believes in those issues, not just say they believe.
Where do you see this fight when it comes to the ban on gay marriage here in Texas? Where do you see this fight going?
I think that's going to be a fight that's going to the Fifth Circuit and probably ultimately to the Supreme Court, because you're going to have different circuits. Obviously, I think the Fifth Circuit, I'm hopeful it'll rule in our favor, and I think you'll have different answers from different circuits, and that's typically the type of case that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to take up at some point.
How do you defend that case?
I think you argue the Tenth Amendment, that this is a job of the states. There's nothing in the Constitution giving the federal government the ability to define marriage, and that's been a state function for 240 years. And you know, I think that's the argument that we make, that we have every right in this state to define marriage, and that the federal government should not again federalize what I consider part of state law.
Visiting with Ken Paxton, Republican candidate for Attorney General. You can visit his website, kenpaxton.com. As people look ahead to tomorrow, going to the polls, casting their ballot in this very important race for Attorney General, give them your thoughts. What separates you, one last time, the final pitch for people to go out there and vote for you over anyone else in this race?
Well, I know that people have said this for years, this is the most important election of our lifetimes. For Texas, I think it might be, because we are at a crossroads with the federal government. And so we have these open, you know, statewide seats for the first time in, you know, over a decade. And we have the opportunity, and it's a small number of people that are going to vote in the primary. We are the ones that are going to decide the fate of Texas and I believe the fate of the country. Because as Texas goes, so goes the nation. And so what I'm looking for, as I make my votes, I'm looking for people that have a proven record that I can trust. And I would make the argument that I'm the only one in the race, that you can actually look at the record and know what I'm going to do. The best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. And with that, I think people can count on me doing what I'm promising I'm going to do.
Ken Paxton, Republican candidate for Attorney General, kenpaxton.com. As always, appreciate your time, sir.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
That's Ken Paxton. You can visit his website, kenpaxton.com.